Sims pilot.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Can We Add Arnie? Today we're doing our live show, Corey.
Yes, live from the Perth Fringe Festival for 2025. It was exciting.
It was great.
Probably the biggest crowd we've ever done the podcast in front of.
Well,
prior to that festival.
We've never done it in front of anyone.
It was just us.
That's true. And now we can't go back. We demand people come into this studio every time we try to record something. We did, in all honesty, have a great amount of fun. We loved it. Thanks to everyone that bought a ticket. And you're about to see Wizard of Oz. There are going to be moments where you go, oh, there's a bit of a pause before they go into a weird character or quote.
Yeah, that is because the audience made suggestions of characters and quotes to appear, and we are pulling them out of a cup and reading them.
Yeah, so there were some pretty random suggestions in there, as you are about to hear. If you want to see the full video, the best place to go is to our socials, YouTube in particular. We'll get the full thing up there, and you can check it out for yourself. In the meantime, enjoy Can We Add Arnie to the Wizard of Oz live at Perth Fringe Festival.
Let's do it!
Hello, hello, how are we?
Hello.
Fringe World on a Thursday. Leaderville, make some noise. Nice. Very good. I am Alan Aldworth. This is Corey Sutton. Hello.
And we are Can We Add Arnie. It's a podcast that we started a year ago. We are 50 episodes in, and it's very simple. We think that the world, well, Arnie, really, he robbed us of...
Well, he is our world, to be fair.
He is. He robbed us of being in more movies, and so we thought... We'll just add him to our own movies and see where it leads.
That's exactly it. The man has been stereotyped and typecast for way too long, and we said, well, he can do anything, and we have been proving that point for over 50-plus episodes now. We do this, despite what you're about to hear, in honour of Arnie. We are fans of Arnie, and who knows, he might even rock up tonight. We always leave a seat for him at everything we do. At the podcast studio, we always have a spare seat, just in case. Here at Fringe, we have a spare seat. I have a spare seat in the car. I'm always ready for a random Arnie appearance.
And we really, like, the one goal from this is that we want to get a cease and desist.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Like, if he contacts us via email, that would be the world to us as we get dragged through court.
Ideally, a voice memo. Just be fun. Stop doing it. Okay, cool. You are about to hear some very...
bad...
Questionable. Average? Good?
Bad.
You're going to hear some impressions. If you haven't done so already, we've got these cups here with suggestions from you, characters that we're going to randomly put into these scenes, and random quotes and things to say as well. This is improv, so we're going to have some fun with it, guys. Are you ready to have some fun? So that is what we're doing. But who do we do it for, Corey?
Yeah, it's a question that we've asked ourselves a fair bit.
Like, our wives mainly ask it of us.
Yeah, they usually say at night, is this hobby making money yet?
Yeah, you're like, sure,
okay. No, we're losing money.
You're having like fun with it? We're trying.
So we do ask this, who's it for? And we've kind of come up with some statements, I guess, that kind of wrap it up. And it goes like this. If you've ever worked at JB Hi-Fi... This show is for you.
Absolutely. If you've ever bought a pop vinyl and never taken it out of the box, this podcast is for you.
If you own more than 3 pairs of Converse shoes, this podcast is for you.
And that's personal.
That's personal, I know.
This podcast is for me. If you're a douchebag good Corey, this podcast is for you, actually. That's all I've got.
That's all I've got as well.
Are you guys ready to add Arnie to a movie? Today's movie is The Wizard of Oz. Have we all seen this movie? God, I hope yes. Yes?
Good.
I don't think everyone said it. Wheel in the TV. We're doing it classroom style. No. So we're going to just kind of go through some of the scenes that we think we should add Arnie to, and we're going to have some fun with it.
Let's kick off with a synopsis, shall
we? Synopsis, please.
Dorothy, a Kansas farm girl, is swept away by a tornado to a magical land of Oz, where she sets off on a journey to the Emerald City to seek help from the Wizard of Oz, hoping to return home.
I like him.
Along the way, she befriends the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion, who seek brains, a heart, and courage. Together, they all battle the Wicked Witch of the West before realizing the wizard is a fraud. And Dorothy learns she always had the power to go home with her ruby slippers.
It's like those, like, you know, like in TV when they do a shit episode where it's like a whole dream, the whole episode, and you're like, you just wasted my time. But this is like a movie version of that, right?
It is, yeah, it is.
Like, there's no plot advancement. It's just where she started.
Yeah.
Anyway, just saying. That's my little gripe. Let's kick it off. I want to see Arnie as Dorothy. It makes sense. The first scene, I want to see Arnie as Dorothy in the Twister with shit going by her as it's spinning around.
Oh, yeah, because she's in it. And by the window, all these different, like the lady on the bike comes by the window. Yep. There's like the mailman.
Random guy rowing a boat.
Yeah, yes, there is.
Yep. I've had that in my nightmare every now and then. It's good like that. So let's do Arnie as that, please.
Her dog's name's Toto, yes?
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, cool. I'm just got to get into character. Toto, what's happening? Toto, whoa, we're in a tornado.
And there is our second Arnie impression of the night. What do we think? Good? Yeah?
Hey. I'd like to see you do better.
They probably can.
They can.
You've
got
to stop telling them.
Toto, help me. We're in a tornado. Oh, oh. And there's so much. That's good. It's good sound effects. We needed that. And there's so much stuff happening. It's flying by the window. Where's my mom? Where's Aunt May?
Dorothy, I'm going to shoot away.
Oh, there you are, out the window. And there's someone else coming behind you. I don't believe it. It's Shrek.
Hey, donkey, help me. I'm flying around in my swamp. This is as good as it gets.
Toto, that was pretty weird.
I'm a believer.
Oh, no. Okay, I think it's calming down. I hear someone else coming at the window. I don't believe it. It's Bob from Bob's Burgers. I hope you've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
This is gonna
Bob
be good.
From Bob's Burgers. Yes. Who wants a burger? There's a kid that does the weird dance in it. I know that.
Toto, did you see that weird kid dancing?
Bye! Next character.
Oh, no. Okay, there's one more person. It's Meg Ryan. Jeez, she's had a lot of work done.
Don't acknowledge that.
She has.
She's a beautiful woman. In the 90s. All right. I'm flying away. Oh, help me. Is there any, like, Tom Hanks kind of character that could maybe save me from this horrible wind or
Meg
or
Ryan.
Something?
Meg, where am I? I'm in a tornado. You're out of the tornado.
Yeah, well, I'm flying away. But my hair is perfect. Is it like a messy bob?
Don't worry. I'm sending someone to help you.
Okay, excellent.
It's Mo Sizlak.
There's nothing worse than knowing that you can't do an impression when you hear it. Do you do a Mo?
I can't do a Mo.
Okay, Lee. Nah, I can't. Move on. Next one. Let's done. Let's wrap it up. One more. What do we got?
Okay, it's okay because Pol Pot's here.
Fuck it. End the scene.
Wow. That's messed up.
All right, so we move forward. We're in the next scene where Dorothy has landed in of course, this magical land where there are munchkins everywhere, and she meets Glinda, the good witch. I would like to do that scene.
So would I. Did you know the munchkins? I love to bust out. Well,
we'll find out how fun it is. Here we go.
The munchkins only got paid $50.
There was a lot of them.
A week,
yep,
to be in that role.
Sure.
They paid the dog Toto $125 a week. Like, that's terrible.
In fairness, Toto, like, I remember Toto.
Oh, scene stealer.
Absolute scene stealer. I'm okay with that. So let's go to the scene. We've got Dorothy's just landed, meeting Glinda. I want Arnie as Glinda.
Okay.
It makes sense. If you've seen Wicked, it makes even more sense. Let's do it.
What does my Dorothy sound like?
Not like my Mo Sizzler, that's for bloody sure.
I'll tow-tow, here we are.
Perfect. Okay.
Where I don't believe it, we've landed in this mystical land. What? Toto, do you hear that?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Wow, look at you. Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I'm not a witch. Witch is a man to be ugly.
Well, fuck you. I'm a good witch. I'm Glinda the Witch.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Dorothy.
You come here and you offend people by saying they're ugly. That's a bit... Okay, ready to kick off your way in Munchkin Land anyway.
I mean, you're kind of ugly. You got a lot of muscles.
Thank you so much. I've been working out so much. Now you have been working out an alibi, I'm sure, with what I can see from this house that's landed on I can assume, Alan Bond.
That was Alan Bond that I crushed in my house?
Well, you've actually hit a few people, to be honest. Alan Bond's over there. Not looking too good for him, to be honest. Also, he's lying right next to R. Kelly.
You know what? I'm kind of glad the house killed R. Kelly.
It's been the
I think that did everybody a favor.
It was a very strategic landing. And then right next to her is the Wicked Witch of the East. You killed her.
Well, the one with the socks?
Yeah, look at her feet. Oh. There they go.
She's still alive. Yeah. She's kind of making a noise.
Yeah, you know, it'd be so weird if I was to take her shoes and put them on you, right?
Well, they're pretty
dead woman's shoes on a new girl that I just met.
I like
Bam, it. Did it, baby.
Oh, I got new shoes.
Welcome to witchcraft. Now,
hold on. The witch is trying to say something with her dying words.
Okay, what is she saying? Lean in close.
Let's have a listen now, shall we? That was upside down. Shut up and take my money. Oh, she's a wealthy witch.
Classic witch of the East. She always says that to everyone. Take my money. Now, a lot of people are happy, not only with the whole R. Kelly situation, but also with the whole witch situation. And all these munchkins want to come and congratulate you and say hello. Can we bring them out?
Mentioning the munchkins and R. Kelly in the same sentence feels bad.
Forget about it. He did.
Like, what was he doing around the munchkins? Let's move on.
All right, well, we've got a whole bunch of them coming by to say hello. We'll kick it off with the Lollipop Guild. Anything you'd like to say to Dorothy?
Yeah, I want to say something. I want to say, well, too bad that didn't kill me.
I don't understand. Is he referring to R. Kelly again?
No, I'm out of here. Bye.
Well, it's nice to meet the Lollipop Guild. Yeah. Bye.
Let's bring in the next bunch of them. They're even weirder looking, to be honest. Anything you would like to say to Dorothy?
Yeah, I want to say something, Dorothy.
Well, I'm listening.
Lean in.
Yeah.
Did you put your name in the Millennium Falcon?
Did I put my name in the Millennium Falcon?
You heard me. Did you put your name in the Millennium Falcon?
I don't believe I did.
Good to know. See ya.
Okay, now, Glenda.
Yeah, of course. Well, they're so interesting, these wonderful characters.
That little munchkin over there that looks like Nosferatu. What does he do?
Not a hell of a lot. Next one over there who looks a little bit like your mom.
Who's conveniently in the audience tonight. She looks lovely. Just gorgeous,
which
mom.
Which one's your mom? Where's your mom?
My mom is sitting in the second
row.
Oh,
hello.
Hello,
Corey's mom. Big round of applause for Corey's mom. Does she look proud?
She wouldn't even understand the R. Kelly reference.
Everyone just glimpse it every now and then. Just see if she looks proud. All right, and if she does, she won't.
If she walks out, we know.
Yeah, she'll be leaving very soon.
Okay, let's get all the munchkins over here. Any other ones that want to say hello to you, Dorothy, and thank you so much? This one's voted. Oh, Luigi, look at that. It's, of course, the gang Darth Vader munchkins.
Dorothy.
Yeah, they don't breathe too well. Okay, well, I think we've met enough munchkins. I don't know about you. Probably time for me to send you on a quest all by yourself in a strange new land.
Well, Glenda, I'd like to go home.
Home? Yay. But this place is awesome. You've got Millennium Falcon people, and you've got weird ones, like the ones that look like your mom. All sorts going on.
He didn't mean it.
Are you sure you want to go home?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you probably need to chat to, like, a wizard. Like, the Wizard of Oz.
Well, what do you mean, the Wizard of Oz?
See the yellow brick you're on right now?
That one over there?
No, the one you're on right now.
Oh.
See, it coils. Now, you're going to follow that bad boy all the way to Emerald City. He's going to sort all your shit out, okay?
Okay. And yeah. What do I do when I get
there? But make sure you go around it in a big pointless circle. Don't deviate from the path. Even though you go, path's just over there. Don't deviate. You got to keep going around every stupid bit.
Thank you, Glenda.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
What do we think of that? All right.
Apologies, Mum.
I apologize for nothing. The next scene that I think is perfect for Arnie, and normally I would never suggest such a thing. I would love to see Arnie playing the tree. Do we all remember the scene where she's already met up with the Scarecrow? There's the tree. They start getting the apples from the tree, and then the tree just starts lobbing them. He's a very angry tree, but he's built. He's a brick shit house, and I'm like, that could be perfect for Arnie.
Duh, I'm the Scarecrow.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, you touching my apples? What are you doing?
Yeah, this little girl's hungry.
Okay, well, what are you going to do with my apples? What's your plan with them? You got a plan? You can't just take someone's apples. It's so weird, man.
I'm going to take the apples and I'm going to feed her.
Just going to, what, eat them raw?
That sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah, well, it's whatever you want to do with them or whatever, you know. You could get an apple. You could maybe make a little crumble with it or, like, stew it.
Hey,
make some apple sauce.
I heard a joke. How do you make an apple crumble?
How do you make an apple crumble?
Oh, it's very simple. Got the clap so many times, they are called applause.
No, I just need to know what you're doing with my apples, because it's kind of weird. You're just coming here and picking them off me and doing whatever you want. It's weird.
Okay. We're on the way to the Withered.
The wizard?
Yeah.
I don't care about the... Do I look like I care about where anything is going? I am fixed to the ground. I am a tree. A giant, gorgeous plant tree. Look at my plum apples.
They are plump.
You want to pick one? Let me watch you eat.
Wait, hold on. If I pick this, will I have the knowledge of good and evil?
No, it's not that kind of apple. But I see.
Clearly, the crowd
it.
Didn't get the biblical reference.
I think they got it. They were just too scared to acknowledge it.
That's fair.
They're like, well, he's already sounding like he's sexual, and then you're going to laugh
Scarecrow,
at that.
Scarecrow, I'm hungry. Can you get an apple already?
Yeah, get her an apple. No big deal. Grab it.
Okay, I'll just...
Not that one.
Why not that one?
No, that one. Lower. What? It's not ripe yet. Trust me.
I'm starting to think that this tree was friends with R. Kelly.
What happened to him? Hope he's well.
I've got bad news about R. Kelly.
I don't need to hear it right now. Why don't you go for a lower apple?
No, we're going to go.
No, we it's don't cool. Want it's cool. I got so many. Look at them. They're so gorgeous and fruity.
Well, I'll grab that one there.
Oh, that one. Yeah, okay.
And I'll grab... Oh, ooh. It rolled away.
Oh, no.
Oh, it hit that little tin letterbox over there.
What's that tin letterbox? Oh, no, don't talk to him. Don't talk to the metal man. He's weird as hell, man.
Well, what do you... Oh, he's a man.
Yeah, he's weird. Don't talk to him. He's so weird. He doesn't talk to me much. He just sits there direction.
Hello, Mr. Man. Hello.
Don't talk to him. He's so weird, man. He's always
I think
like,
he's saying we need to put oil in his mouth.
Of course he's. What a weird kink. That's so weird. But seriously, is someone going to grab my apples or what? She looks hungry. You want to grab one of these?
No,
ones
we're going to put the oil in his mouth.
Oh, look. He's trying to say something. What will his first words be?
Well, we're waiting.
I'm the Tin Man. I've eaten and shit out enough microchips to make a computer.
So the Tin Man is a robot all the whole time?
Well, I don't believe it. We made ourselves a robot.
I think Arnie as a tree is absolutely perfect for that situation.
It works.
You got any more fun facts for me, by the way?
Yeah, so there's actually, like, the whole Wizard of Oz movie had a terrible, terrible backstory in terms of how it was made. In particular, Judy Garland was told that she had to lose weight for the role.
That's right.
And the producers prescribed her cigarettes, and she had to smoke like 80 a day. I'm not even kidding. Like, that is not an exaggerated digit.
That was just the beginning of the problem. We mentioned the Tin Man earlier. He was given like a paint that was no good.
Yeah, he had lead-based paint that put him in the hospital. That was the first Tin Man.
Yeah. They went through two of those.
They had
bad
to
boys.
Recast after that.
Then, of course, you mentioned the salary situation. The Wicked Witch actually had a whole lot of burns as well.
She did.
It was a whole hectic affair. I do love the Wicked Witch, but I think she's such an awesome character. I would like to do a scene as Arnie as one of the flying monkeys.
Oh, the fly my pretties.
Yeah, because they don't really... Do they talk? I don't think they really talk.
No, they don't, but they need to.
Tell you what, they give me nightmares. But they don't talk, so let's make Arnie one of those bad boys. And I'll be the Wicked Witch.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's do the bit where Dorothy's been kidnapped. She's in the castle, and the witch is there. All right, let's go.
That's pretty good. I'm impressed.
I was just doing my mother. My mother.
And you're going to stay there, too. Now where are my flying pretties?
Well, over here. We're here.
Yes, now we've got the girl. Where is the dog? Where is Toto?
Toto.
Toto.
Did you say dog?
Yeah, the dog, Toto.
Oh.
My pretties. What have you done, my pretties?
Oh, we got the band, Toto.
What?
The band.
The what?
The 1980s band from Los Angeles, California, Toto.
Toto?
The band, yes.
That sounds much more complicated to get than a dog.
Oh, you wouldn't believe.
The dog was just here.
I know, he's like...
It ran away.
He's so small.
I swear you saw it.
There's 26 members of Toto.
I know, 26 members of
Literally,
Toto.
I looked it up.
26 members?
Yeah.
You got 26 people in that room.
Yeah.
Before you could get a dog that was just here in this building.
I thought you liked their music.
I don't know. Name one of their songs.
I'll name you three.
Okay.
Africa.
Yes.
Hold the Line.
Yes.
And Rosanna, a banger. Don't ask for more.
Name me three more.
No, I've got no more.
No one can. Why did you get the band Toto? I clearly was talking about the dog.
I'm turning to Marge.
Homer. Why? why?
Well, we consult.
Remember, I told you two things.
You did.
What did I tell you? Number one.
Number one, you told us we can't stop here. This is a bat country.
That's right. I remember saying that. And what was the second thing I told you?
You told us you don't bring a sausage to a gunfight.
And you know what I meant by that?
You meant don't.
Get the dog!
Get the dog, Toto, the sausage
get the
dog.
The dog! The whole time I always meant, get the dog! Now, Dorothy, get me Dorothy!
I'm
get me
starting
Dorothy.
To think you don't appreciate what we've done for you.
How many members?
26.
That's too many members.
Hey, dude, we're Toto.
No, get out of here, Toto! No one wants to hear from you! Listen, it's one of the three songs we know.
Africa?
Yep.
Rosanna?
Yep.
And Hold the Line.
Any others?
That's it.
Of course it is.
We're some of the new members.
I don't give a shit about the new members. Okay, Dorothy, come in here, Dorothy. I want Dorothy smoking 80 cigarettes a day. Dorothy, coming in, please.
Hello.
Well, careful with that fire. You'll scare your scarecrow friend.
Where's Toto?
Funny story.
Where's my dog, Toto?
Bit of a mix-up. You know what? I just want to say that we are going to get your dog, the little pretty. We're going to get your dog. But things have happened. We've had a mix-up. We need you to hold the line.
Wow, boost.
But I'm getting sick of this.
Oh, you're getting sick of this. Are you serious? You're the one that got the bands.
I'm going to take advantage of your weakness. And get rid of you. You're done. You didn't appreciate the band Toto. You didn't appreciate the work.
I don't think a lot of people do.
You didn't appreciate the work of me and the other flying monkeys.
No, did you? No, because you got the wrong thing.
So what we're doing is we're just going to splash you with water.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
It's time for you to H2Go.
Ah! I'm melting.
Or am I, Wicked? Wink. Bam, that's how you end that. All right. Yeah, I think you're Dorothy turned a bit into a witch for a point there. I liked it.
I did. I mean, I've never smoked before, so I don't know what a smoker sounds like.
Are you just saying that because your mum's here? Yeah, he doesn't smoke. We never smoke.
Yeah. Wink.
I would like to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz. This is a role I think Arnie could definitely play.
Yeah.
I want to do the end. I want to do that awkward bit at the end where he's doing all the handouts after they killed the witch.
Of the gifts, yeah. So they've killed the witch. They go to him.
We want brains, we want hearts, we want courage, the noyov. So I want to do that. I want Arnie as the wizard.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Knock, knock.
Come on in. Come on in, guys. Wow, what a week it's been. Jeez, how are we all? You all look terrible. You look.
Put them up. Hello.
You look worst of all. How are we all? Hey, we good?
We're pretty good.
What brings you back here? We got no witch problem anymore.
Well, you told us that if we dealt with the witch, that you would give us all the gifts. Like me, the lion, the cowardly lion.
Oh, I thought you were the Tin Man.
No, he's over there.
Yes, I am over here.
Oh, still sounding like a robot. Cool. All right, well, look, you know I promised you some gifts and stuff, but, like, I mean, were you serious about that, or can we just put that to the side?
Yeah, I'm pretty serious.
What did you want?
Well, I'm pretty cowardly, and you said you'd just give me some courage.
Courage, cool.
So how about you reach into your magic bag of gifts and give
me
some courage?
Yeah, that's totally a thing that I can just give is courage. Yeah, let me go through my bag of stuff. Yeah. Okay, courage, you said?
Yeah, courage.
Okay, well, I've got this weirdly accurate, massively huge medal right now in the shape of a cross. And would you look at that on there? It says the word courage. And I'm going to stick that right to your chest. There you go. Shabam. Courage, you're sorted. Good,
Hold
next.
On. This looks like you stole it from a veteran.
I don't think that's appropriate to bring up, me stealing things from a veteran.
No, you did. It says right here on the medal. It says this Medal of Valor has been awarded to... Marge Simpson.
Damn it, where was she last time? I do remember, actually, her last words.
Take my medal, Homer.
And then I took it. It's yours now. You've got the nerve. You're now a brave lion. Congratulations.
Well, this is a lousy gift, but I get the whole
thing. I think it's pretty good. It's pretty cool. It's, you get a medal from anywhere else. Who's next? Next, please.
What about me? You promised me your brain. The scarecrow I am.
Good reminder. Okay.
I know I sound very similar to another famous actor, Donald Trump.
spot on.
Sometimes people get it confused and they go,
what a great scarecrow. I've never seen a scarecrow like this before. Nobody scarecrows like me.
I'm going to go in my bag now. Look through my stuff. Cool, cool, cool. All right. What do you want, brain?
A brain would be good. All right.
Best I can do is a certificate 3 in small business studies from TAFE.
Oh, I don't need that. I've been operating as a president without business studies forever.
I think you should take this because it's how you do it legally. That's for you. Next. Who's next? Come on. Who's next?
Me, the Tin Man robot.
Sure. What do you
need? I need a heart. I want to love.
Oh, it's like Bicentennial Man.
What?
Rest in peace, Robin Williams. Love you, man. All right, let me go through my bag of shit. You know what? I'm going to stick to the script on this one and give you exactly what he gives you in the real movie. Here is a heart-shaped clock.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Here you go, Tin Man. In lieu of an actual human beating heart, have a shitty clock.
I think I would have preferred a beating heart from somebody else. Perhaps the beating heart from Hitler.
Oh, silly Tin Man. He doesn't have a heart.
Let's move it along very quickly.
I remember specifically his famous quote. I'm walking here. And that's how we got his heart.
Incredible.
Thank you so much. Well, anyway, it's like, you know, I think that's pretty much all my bag.
Well, hold on a second.
Is anyone else? Anyone
it's me,
else?
Dorothy.
Dorothy, get in line. There's like 3 more people in front of you.
Like who?
Like this guy, Olivia the cat.
Meow. Meow, meow.
What do you want?
Tuna, meow.
Now, you said that, but then you just went outside, and you came in, opened the door, and you get out again, and now you want tuna? I don't believe a word you're saying.
Meow, meow.
Have your tuna. Get out of here.
Meow,
anyone
meow.
Else in the line? Oh, look. We got one more. Dorothy, I'll get to you. Calm down. Have another cigarette. Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, cool. It's my favorite who comes here all the time. It's Jar Jar Binks.
Mr. Jar Jar Binks, you giving out a gifts?
Yeah, absolutely. What Annie, do you want?
Annie Mo Penny, is that you?
Nope, not me. The wizard, once
wizard?
Again.
Wizard
we
Mo
do
wizard?
This twice a day. Shit. What do you need? What do you want?
A lightsaber.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea, man. You're like hell clumsy and shit.
I'm not clumsy at all.
Remember how clumsy you are? All the time you can't even get out quotes properly. Every time you try to say something wise and noble, you just end up saying things like, send help.
Because I'm clumsy.
That one worked. You know what? I don't have time for you right now. Get the girl in. Tell her to put a cigarette out and come back over here.
Well, it's about time. I want to go home to Kansas.
Okay, cool, cool. Kansas.
Kansas.
Let me just check my bag.
Not a livable city, Kansas.
Yeah, just checking my bag of shit. Okay, no, that's not gonna. What you wanna? Can I give you a sign that says "Home Sweet Home"?
No, I want. I mean, Kansas.
The Tin Man's happy with his shitty clock. You should be happy with a Home Sweet Home sign. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna bail. I'm gonna go get Glinda. She's around the corner. Okay, it'll be fine. It'll be right back. Oh, hello, it's me, Glinda. Hey, Dorothy, how you going with those cigarettes?
You sound so much like the wizard.
Yeah, we're brother and sister. Hey, all right, so here's the fun. Don't get mad when I tell you this, all right? We think it's funny, but don't get mad. So you know how you, like, totally want to go home?
I put
you on, like, the path, and you walked up. Funny story. You could have gone home the whole time.
You were keeping that information from me?
I mean, just a little slip of judgment. We had the munchkin situation. It was very distracting. I forgot a lot of shit.
If my father, Elon Musk, finds out about this, you are in big trouble.
What's he gonna do?
Probably covertly run the government.
Well, you tell your father, Elon Musk, you only live once. So do what you gotta do, baby.
Okay, so how do I get out of here?
Okay.
I just need to know so I can get me, my dog Toto, and the band Toto.
Yeah, there's a lot of members who are going back
there's
with
26
you.
There's 26 of them.
26 members. That's true, right?
That's true.
Okay, cool.
We all want to go home.
All right, you're going to need to stand for this one, okay? You got those red slippers on?
I got my slippers
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you got your red slippers, okay? And all I need you to do, repeat after me. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hurry, get to the glory hole.
Okay, now. Here we go.
Everyone repeat with and let's get her home, everyone.
Hurry, get to the glory hole.
Hurry, get to the glory hole. Hurry,
oh, are you serious? You're getting the whole crowd to chant that?
I really just wanted to see your mum say it.
Dad is not going to believe this.
that's it, guys. That's it. I think we've added Arnie to as much as we can do. But before we wrap it up, I think we've got to award some prizes, right?
Yeah, we do. So it will be a prize for the best character and a prize for the best quote.
Yeah, okay.
That we pulled.
I think the quote will probably be that last one, just purely because your mum said it. Who drew the glory hole quote? You have got yourself a T-shirt. And lovely Ethan from Noise Pilot, show off the shirt as well. It's it is flammable. It is. Don't wear it too close to an open flame. You will die. There you go. From the great man. Also, as well. So let's do
the character.
The character. So many.
I'm
good
just
options.
Going through my mind, but all I can think of is Hitler, which is not great.
No, that...
Pol Pot. Oh, yeah, so yeah, we'll settle for Pol Pot instead of Hitler.
You know what? I'm going to go with the controversial one as well, but I think I got the award. I'm going to give you the poster. We signed it. Who wrote R. Kelly? That's yours.
There you go.
Because you did everyone a favor, right? Right?
She did.
I think so. We've got one more prize. Now, who here in the crowd? I know we've got a few Arnold Schwarzenegger fans. Who here would say they're the biggest one in the crowd right now? No show of hands. Wow. Anyone? We've got one more prize up for grabs, but you got to prove you're a fan.
They don't even know what the prize is.
It's the autobiography by Arnold Schwarzenegger, Total Recall. Now, any takers?
Oh, hands went down.
Wow, even further. Like, I saw someone sit on their hand. They walked
they
out.
They left. They were like, I don't want that shit.
Fuck that shit. That looks used.
It is, actually.
Like it's been used on a toilet. All right, you want to go?
Okay.
Come on up. Come on up.
She doesn't know what she's got herself into.
Absolutely not. Now, we're not mean people. We're kind people. We're just two boys with a silly podcast. All right. Is that Belle? Yeah, Belle, come over here. All right. What I need from you, it's very simple. To win this prize, all you need to do is spell Schwarzenegger.
Okay. S-C-H... W-A-R...
Oh, it's on his shirt.
Wait. No, keep going. So, starting it, sorry.
Okay. Other light. S...
Close enough! Give her the book!
Thank you very much, everybody. This was the live show of Can We at Arnie podcast. Of course, we are a podcast.
Yes.
And we are successful.
Mum.
Successful.
Thank you so much for coming out tonight. We truly appreciate it. We're going to be chucking this one online. We had a great time last night with Toy Story. Wizard of Oz tonight, obviously. But thank you so much for helping us out and coming here tonight. Give yourself a round of applause.
Thank you.
And I think it is safe to say that we have officially added Arnie. Can we do a quick selfie? I don't know how to use this phone. Oh my God, Ethan, what's happening? Why is it yelling at me? I'm calling the police. Shit.
There you go. Yeah, everyone, on the count of three, say hasta la vista. One, two, three. Hasta la vista, baby.
And then just one of Corey by himself on stage.
That's not cool, man.
Yeah. And we're just this is the one where no one turned up. All right, cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.